Welcome to the January and February edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We're presenting a special issue on dereverberation and reverberation of audio, music, and speech. Several papers in this issue represent extensions of work presented at the AES 60th International Conference on the same topic, held in Leuven, Belgium in February 2016. It's been a pleasure to work on it with guest editors Anne Spreets, Stefan Goetz, and Toon van Waterschot. As they point out in their introduction, reverberation is often used as a trademark by musicians and audio producers to create a spacious and personal sound in music recordings, and it distinguishes concert halls from each other. Large amounts of reverberation, though, can degrade performance of automatic speech recognition or other audio classification systems and negatively affect hearing aid users. Reverberation is also one of the main causes for decreased speech intelligibility or speech quality in public announcement systems and acoustic surveillance or hands-free communication systems. This is where the need for dereverberation comes in. Since the early 1960s, when electroacoustics research started expanding, the problems of synthesizing as well as removing acoustic reverberation have been attracting the attention of researchers in different scientific communities. 5 decades of room acoustics, electroacoustics, psychoacoustics, and signal processing research have paved the way for the results that are presented in this special issue. In the last decade, however, research in reverberation synthesis and dereverberation have been booming. Massive computational power has undoubtedly fostered this rise. Disciplines such as digital signal processing, machine learning, and computational acoustics have become fundamental to a large share of the ongoing research in dereverberation and reverberation synthesis. This special issue of the AES Journal, therefore, includes 12 papers, including 1 engineering report, aiming to provide a broad sample of the state of the art in reverberation and dereverberation research. In a somewhat different vein, our feature article this month looks at the rolling out of a recent flagship standard of ours, AES 67. Workshops in the networked audio track at our most recent convention showed how this interoperable way of connecting audio devices on a standard IP network is being adopted by numerous companies and field operations. We hear that AES 67 has reached the point where it has been accepted very widely by the industry. It provides a mode of operation that allows one system to communicate audio information with another, while still allowing for enhanced features to be added on top. While certain features, such as device or stream discovery, were intentionally omitted from the standard, open solutions are emerging to provide that functionality. In this issue, you'll also find a new call for contributions for the upcoming fall convention of the Society, to be held in New York. This is almost certainly the largest gathering of audio engineers anywhere in the world, and it's the place to be seen and heard if you are working on something new in research or development. You'll need to get your paper or abstract in by May 31st, or your engineering brief idea prepared by August 19th for them to be considered. There's also a further reminder of the call for participation in our International Conference on Automotive Audio, which takes place in San Francisco from September 8th to the 10th this year. You can propose a paper or write a short abstract for a poster or indeed submit an idea for a tutorial or workshop on your area of specialization. There are also opportunities for technology demonstrations, exhibition, and sponsorship to consider. If you're looking for new books related to audio engineering, you might find our 2 latest book reviews interesting. William Strong reviews The Acoustics of Musical Instruments by Antoine Chain and Jean Kergomard, while Tom Schlum goes over a new companion to the widely used Art of Electronics, entitled Learning the Art of Electronics by Thomas Hayes and Paul Horowitz. All this, plus our regular product news and reports from AES sections around the world, makes up our substantial first issue of 2017. Available for download now at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.